the poem set for the 7th of December in Waiting on the Word, my Advent anthology of poetry, is seven verses from Edmund Spenser's An Hymn of Heavenly Love. Out of the bosom of eternal bliss, in which he reigned with his glorious sire, he down descended, like a most dimis and abject thrall, in flesh's frail attire, that he for man might pay sin's deadly hire, and him restore unto that happy state in which he stood before his hapless fate. In flesh at first the guilt committed was, therefore in flesh it must be satisfied, nor spirit nor angel, though they man surpass, could make amends to God for man's misguide, but only man himself, who self did slide. So, taking flesh of sacred virgin's womb, for man's dear sake he did a man become. And that most blessed body, which was born without all blemish or reproachful blame, he freely gave to be both rent and torn of cruel hands, who with despiteful shame, reviling him that then most vile became, at length him nailed on a gallow tree, and slew the just by most unjust decree. O huge and most unspeakable impression of love's deep wound, that pierced the piteous heart of that dear Lord with so entire affection, and sharply lancing every inward part, dollars of death into his soul did dart, doing him die that never it deserved, to free his foes that from his hest had swerved. What heart can feel least touch of so sore launch, or thought can think the depth of so dear wound, whose bleeding source their streams yet never staunch, but still do flow, and freshly still redound, to heal the sores of sinful souls unsound, and cleanse the guilt of that infected crime which was enrooted in all fleshly slime. O blessed well of love, O flower of grace, O glorious morning star, O lamp of light, most lively image of thy Father's face, eternal King of glory, Lord of might, meek Lamb of God, before all worlds be height, how can we thee requite for all this good, or what can prize that thy most precious blood? Yet nought thou ask'st in lieu of all this love, but love of us, for guerdon of thy pain, I me. What can us less than that behove? Had he required life for us again, had it been wrong to ask his own with gain? He gave us life, he it restored lost, then life were least that us so little cost.